Thank you, Murillo. Like you said, I'm Mark Freeman. I'm the East Georgia Extension Agronomist for Georgia. So I'm based out of Statesboro, Georgia, which is about 50 miles west of Savannah. But today I'll talk about using Canapeo as a tool for measuring early season vigor in cotton variety trials. So just a little background. In Georgia, just like basically every state across the cotton belt, myself and my counterpart at Tifton, we kind of run and oversee a on-farm, large-scale cotton variety trial across the state. We plant them pretty much across the cotton-growing regions of the state, basically southeast and southwest Georgia, with one little pocket up around Athens. This year we planted 25 locations. That's planted 25 locations. A lot of those didn't get harvested for hurricane reasons. And obviously the main component that we're after here is yield and comparing varieties, how they perform yield-wise. But another topic that we look at is we like to get data on growth characteristics, plant heights, plant nodes, and just try to get a feel for how the plant grows vegetatively compared to other varieties. And another thing that we get and we put a lot of emphasis on is early season vigor and comparing varieties for vigorness. Now, what we've done in the past is just use a very simple 0 to 5 scale or 0 to 10 scale, which in my opinion was very subjective. So I actually do work with soybeans as well. So I was at the ASA conference, and there was a lot of work, a lot of researchers using this Canapeo app. It's basically just an app. It was developed by researchers at Oklahoma State. And this is just a quote off of the website, but Canapeo is a rapid and accurate green canopy cover measurement tool. Use the app to quantify percent canopy cover of live green vegetation for any agricultural crop, turf, or grassland based on your downward-facing photos taken with your mobile device. So in layman terms, it's just an app that you can get on an iPhone, Android. You can use it on a tablet, which is what I did. And you basically just point the camera down at the ground, press one button, and it takes a picture, press another button, and it converts it. So I know this is the Beltwide Conference. I do have a 6-year-old daughter that also plays with my iPad, and she erased all my cotton pictures in place of a makeup game. So I did have some pictures left on there, but they were peanuts, just to give you kind of an example of what it looks like. So you basically just take a picture, you press one button, and it converts it to this. And you probably can't see it real well in the back, but it gives you an objective number. It just gives you a percentage of green color within that frame. So in this case, it just happened to be 4.66. Here's another one. Again, peanuts. And I just wanted to point out on here, it will pick up every single speck of green that's out there. And it's not an NDVI. It doesn't measure chlorophyll. It is somehow an engineer would have to explain it to me. But if you took a picture of a dollar bill, it would just pick up the green color. So every single weed seedling that is out there, it does pick up. So the objectives, I just wanted to kind of evaluate the app itself as a method for measuring early season cotton vigor in our variety trials, and then compare the Canapeo app to my traditional visual method and see how it would have changed. If I were to give county agents one method, how would it change using the Canapeo? So our variety trials, in 2018, we had 14 varieties. And just depending on a grower's capabilities, those could be 6 rows or 4 rows. And to keep it consistent, after it was planted, we went back to the location 28 days after planting, so that every single of these measurements was 28 days after planting. For this, we used 5 locations, Pulaski County, Wilcox County, Taylor County, Burke, and Jeff Davis County, Georgia. So the methods on the Canapeo side of it, we built a small frame. It just happened to be 36 inches tall. That was basically just a comfortable setting for me. You know, it didn't have to bend over and I wasn't reaching up like this. But that height was a really good height because once we set it directly over the row, it guaranteed that we only got a picture of the row that we were over. We didn't get any overlap of left and right rows. So we randomly got one Canepeo reading per row. So if it was a six-row plot, we would get six. And then I averaged those Canepeo readings, so we would get one average reading per plot. And then I also recorded visual ratings for each plot on my typical 0 to 5 scale. And this is just a quick look at some of the results. I got Canepeo by visual rating, somewhat low of an R value. I was a little bit surprised by that. But you can see the trend. As visual ratings went up, the Canepeo percentage did trend to go up with it. So I just took a quick look at the test means, the Canepeo on the top with visual rating. I just kind of wanted to see what the average of the whole trial, the whole test mean, what the average Canepeo percentage was. Turned out to be 5.36 compared to my average visual rating, which was 2.49. But it had a very wide range, anywhere from 0.54% all the way up to 24.15% in my visual rating range. But I also wanted to see if I gave a visual rating of 2.5, where did that fall on the Canepeo ratings? So for every measurement out of all the ratings for each location, if I gave that plot a 2.5, I wanted to see what the average Canepeo number was. And it happened to be 5.57, which to me was very close to the test mean. And then if I gave it a 4 or above, the Canepeo was 6.96 compared to a really low rating. So I felt like my scale was pretty good. If I gave it a middle-of-the-pack number, that Canepeo also gave it a middle-of-the-pack number as well. So this is what I would have done just to give to our county agents in Georgia. I like to box things together and categorize things and say this variety is a high vigor variety versus a low or a medium. So this is just my vigor rating at 28 days after planting. Pretty good little stair step. Had a group in the top group and a group in the low end, and then a big chunk there in the middle. And this is those same varieties when looking at canopy coverage at 28 days after planting. This is with Canepeo. Not quite that stair step that I had with the visual ratings. And just to look at them side by side, it tended to be, if visual rating was high, Canepeo was also high. But there were a few varieties that changed a little bit. So this is just an example of something that I would give to our county agents. On the left side, I categorized them based on visual rating into three categories, a high, a medium, and a low. And this is just based off that ANOVA. If it was in the highest statistical group, I designated it in the high. If it was in the lowest, I designated it as a low, and everything in between just as a medium. If you compare that to the categorized by the Canepeo app, again, high, medium, and low, there was a little bit of change. We had about six varieties change. Three of them went from the medium to the high group. One of them went from the high to a medium group, and two of them went from the medium to the low group. Now, two things I'll point out. In Georgia, typically we plant Delta Pine varieties, and we consider those to be low vigor varieties, just historically and traditionally. And the opposite with Stoneville, we plant Stoneville, and we tend to designate Stoneville as having a high vigor. And that, to me, was something when I was rating plots. Even though I was doing it blind, I still knew the plot plan. And I have a feeling that I would designate the Stoneville 6182, which I had in the high on my visual. When using the Canepeo, it dropped a little bit. And then if you look at the 1840, the Delta Pine 1840 was a medium by visual, but Canepeo actually bumped that one up. And that was the whole reason for looking at this, to give myself a more objective view and take the human element out of this rating. So just to conclude, Canepeo could be used as a tool to measure early season vigor in cotton. And I also feel like it has potential to be used in other areas of research. I just didn't look at those this year. And I wanted to give just some pros and cons of using it. A couple of the pros, obviously, is objective, but I also feel like it's very accurate. And the biggest thing to me is the fact that it's very inexpensive. It's a free app. You just download it to your either phone or tablet and go to work. From the time I hit download to the time I was using it was less than 5 minutes, and it was just easy. The cons of it, again, if you have a weedy plot, that will throw your numbers off just because it picks up everything green. Time-consuming. Actually took a lot longer than I was expecting it to. And for me, it was a two-man job. I had two student workers that basically did this all early summer. And then extra data input. And it also, doing this in the heat of summer, it will actually overheat your iPad. We had to take it, put it in the truck, and blast the air conditioner on it to cool it down. But that's all I got. A couple acknowledgments. Georgia Cotton Commission is always very supportive of our research and extension projects in Georgia. I'd like to help my student workers, Jackson Hill and Derek Bowen, and just give a little acknowledgement to the county agents that worked with me. And they were out there helping with data collection. Aaron Fort, Jay Porter, Jennifer Miller, and Andrew Sawyer. And that's all I got.
Thank you, Mark. Do we have any questions for Mark? We do have a couple of minutes.
One of the questions I have, okay, you're looking at ceiling bigger, but you're looking at numbers down around the 5 to 6% range. If you lowered, I mean, I'm not sure how big an area in the row you were actually looking at, but if you possibly lowered that system down lower, because you're only interested in a specific time.
Yes.
If you lowered it down where it actually occupied a bigger percentage of your screen space, do you think you might have more accuracy that way? Because I know my guys are using it, but they're using it for candidate cover.
Right.
So, you know, they're trying to keep it at the same level over time, but for what you're doing, if you put it down
lower could be more accurate. I agree. Yep. But I felt like as long as every plot we had it at the same height, then we got the same.
Have you considered that Canopeo might be right in your...
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And Canopeo might help you with that, right?
Right.
It might be very, small difference, but are you doing any kind of leveling?
No, I did think about that. We should have put a level on there. We just made sure that we were as flat as possible. We had a just a frame that went on the ground, and there is issues, and that's part of the time consuming part. You had to make sure that you were as straight up and down as possible. If you tilted it a little bit, you could get a different number. Right. Right. You can use just a picture and bring that picture into the app and use it that way. You can do that. I don't know how it would change. So the weed, if it's in the row, if it's in the middles of the rows, you could possibly do that. But if we had some locations we just gave up on because it was grassy and it was just not worth our time.
So the percentage is calculated on the area.
Correct. So if you were to lower the camera, the area would be smaller and you would get a bigger percentage. Yep. All it is a percentage of that frame.
You can't do it after the fact. Take them at 36 inches and then just cut the frame off.
I don't think you can do that. You're welcome. Thank you.